And in the process of maturing and God continuing to share his word, he's showing me some things, he's teaching me some things that part of my job is to teach and to share with you. And I'm grateful, very grateful this morning. But I want to tell everybody in the house, God's got an answer for every problem that exists under the sun. So we should not be murmuring and complaining. We should not be distraught. We should not be upset. We should not, if you're a child of God. So I'm going to ask today, declare, we're going to have some questions I'm going to present to you. But if you are who you said you are, and you believe in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, there is nothing that he can't handle on our behalf. Now, I got to tell you something, because Paul asked him to take away the infirmity. And he told him his grace was sufficient for him. I want to tell you, so grace is unmerited favor, that he gave him favor above the circumstances and situation that he was dealing with. So even if you have to keep it, somebody got to hear me here. Because I would say, you would say, well, he didn't. No, he gave you grace to supersede even that. Because his power and his anointing is with you. Oh, I'm excited this morning. I got a word for you. And my title of my word, they're going to present it, is about apprentice, being an apprentice to Jesus. So you need to understand the word apprentice is like student, journeyman, right? Disciple. That's the word y'all see in the Bible. But student of Jesus. And I'm going to prove that that's what Jesus came for you and I for. Is that we would become like he is. He even made a statement, greater works would you do. Now I gotta tell you, that one always perplexed me, because I thought, how in the world are we gonna do greater works than you? Because he's awesome. But he invested enough. You ought to get this, but you can only get this by faith in you and I. That we would do a greater works than him if we take being students of the word, disciple, apprentice, then we could do a greater work. One of the things I knew right away is what he showed me is that everything he did miracle-wise in the Bible, he did it wherever he was. Okay? And numerically, he usually did it one at a time. Now, I believe he's capable of doing whatever he wants, right? But if he has students, apprentices, disciples, who are following his word and doing his word and capable and believe his word by faith and trusting him, how much more could we do? So I got my words here. I want to see. So this was, so for those of us who desire to follow Jesus, here is the reality we turn to and face. If you're not being intentional, formed by Jesus, did you hear what I said? Intentionally formed by Jesus. I am not talking about being religious. How you doing? I'm blessed. Hallelujah. No. Okay. That ain't gonna cut it today. Because all of you, the people that's just blessed in hallelujah, is being beat down. But I got an answer for the enemy too. I do his word. I'm going to show y'all. I don't have to pretend to be. I can be who he said I can be. The greatest thing in my life that ever happened to me was to discover who I was in Christ. I can't see. See, God, I can't leave that out. I discovered who I was in Christ.
In the banner.
It, because of him, I am who I am today. I want to tell you, because of him, you are who you are today. But if you grab hold of this word today, you will become much more.
So John,
I came to bring you the more.
John 14.
Okay. I'm not dumbing it down. I'm not letting it down. We, everybody, including myself, can be more in him.
What I can do is make a notepad and share it. So you have it over.
We are the answer to the world's problem. When I say we are, if he's in us, and what he is to us, and if we are apprentices of him, disciples of him, we will do what he's done. We will say what he said, and we will be like he would be. And we have the ability to do that through the word. Okay, I'm gonna prove it. So listen. So if you're not being intentionally formed by Jesus himself, then it's highly likely we're being unintentionally formed by someone or something else. I tell people all the time, especially our students here at the school, listen, if you don't discover who you are and know what your purpose is, somebody will give you one. And I can assure you, it's not the right one. Because no one has a right to give something that belongs to, created by God, its intentions and its purpose, because we didn't form it. Oh, let me help you all here. So you understand what I just said. So if you own something, see, this is me, right? Like, I don't have a problem if I own something and I mess it up, because this was mine. But I got a big problem when somebody takes something that belongs to me and mess it up. Okay? Because that was mine. So someone else can't do what I would do and be who I would be to it. Does that make sense? I just want to, can we be real here? Can we be real? Right? So too often, we're not real. And I'm telling you, God is really dealing with me right now. I'm hoping this word comes out clear and precise. Because who he is and who he is to us and what he wants us to be is clearly in his word. So he said, so we're either intentional about allowing Jesus to form us, or we're unintentionally allowing someone or something. Because I'm talking to people who tell me they know Jesus. And when I hear them talk, and when I see them do what they do, and they're like, I'm questioning, what Jesus are they talking about? I believe there's some people, the young people, a younger generation, who are looking for it. They want truth. I'm glad for them. They want truth. They don't want no hallelujah. It's going to be blessed in the by and by. What about today? So I'm talking about a right now word. Not a tomorrow. Not just, well, it's going to be all right, baby. In the by and by. I believe that, right? But the word is much more than that. He's much more than that. Yes, we live in a world, a troubled world. Yes, we live in a world with problems and circumstances to do. All that's real. But he created us with purpose intentionally. I'm sending my people. If my people would pray and hear, then the land would be healed and humble themselves. He was intentionally talking about a certain group of people. Intentionally talking about a certain group of people means he's intentionally supposed to do something with those of us who believe. This is going to be important, because you can't tell me you believe and I find you doing nothing. I am a faith man. I have no problem quoting that, but I do not have faith in faith. I have faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, I believe what his word says about me. I believe that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe that. So I'm talking to the church because I want you to become an apprentice to Jesus Christ. In other words, I want you to become a disciple. We've been becoming disciples of a whole lot of other things. Oh, I love my elder, right? But I can't afford for my elder or the people that my elder is ministering to have people to become disciples of her. She needs them to become disciples of Jesus. I love Pastor Bruce. But I'm not interested in people becoming disciples of Pastor Bruce or apprentices of Pastor Bruce. They need to, he's leading them to Jesus. Yeah. She's leading them to Jesus. I'm leading them to Jesus. Yeah. So our point and our purpose is to teach them what he would say, what he would do, and how he should respond. Then we need you to interact like that. That's intentionally. We're doing that. We are pointing to ourselves. I'm not here this morning telling you to act like me and you'll get it all right. Here go 7 steps. And take these 7 steps and your life will change. That's not what I'm talking about. Here's what I'm talking about. Take this one. Take this one step. That's all you need. Start walking with Jesus. Let Jesus be your leader. Be an apprentice to Jesus. So, and the only way you can do this, it brings me back to something he was dealing with me years ago. Knowing God. So I need to know God. And I'm saying, so let me just take it out and be clear. Because you got a whole lot of people using the word God. Right? The question is, what's his name? If you don't get his name right, you can't get God right. You can get an understanding of a God, but not the God. Does that make sense? So we need clearly to know that we're talking about Jesus. And I'll break that down in a minute. Watch. So listen. Remember, if you're not being formed by Jesus, you're unintentionally being formed by someone or something else. So my question to you this morning, who are you following? My question for everybody this morning. All of you that are tuning in and watching via YouTube or Facebook, whichever one you want. How and who are you following? Okay, listen to this. So, the deeper question here is, in whom are you trusting? See, because faith graduating is trust. To the next level. And so we got a lot of people trusting in a whole lot of other things. Oh, I know it. I speak into their life. I talk to them. Give them what God gave me to give to them. I give them that. They go do something else. Oh, you know I'm right about that. You see them. You tell them the same thing. So here, why? Why do you do that? Because they don't trust. They ask me for something, but they don't trust the word of God. And they never so. And even myself. So I don't take it personal. I don't take it personal because it's not they trusted me. I gave them the word. And when I give you a word and you don't take the word, then you ain't trusting God. Here's what I learned about the word of God. When you don't trust God, you can't have what he has for you. There's a whole lot of stuff that belongs to people that they don't have because they don't trust and they don't believe. So this whole apprenticeship and discipleship, when you understand him and understand who he is, it doesn't sound like, I got to tell you something. I'm the perfect example. Because my life didn't sound like, didn't look like, nor what it's going to be like, what I thought it should be, and be just, you know, ABC. It's so opposite of that. And I had to trust God through the process. I recently took a flight to Minnesota to go with Pastor Rob, because I booked him for this class conference. It's called Build God's Way. So I thought he needed to be there to learn about God's facility and how to take care of it and do this. So I thought I would get him in. And then I'm saying, I'll go with him, you know, to encourage him to listen to what he hears so that I can help. Because, you know, he ain't training. He's an apprentice of mine. And he's an apprentice of Jesus, right? So I thought I would do that with him. That would be very comforting, right? Only discover I was there riding with him and I'm thinking, I really don't know why I'm going. God has to have something for me. God has to have something for me. Why am I traveling all this way? I didn't want to be on another plane. I just got off a 19-hour flight, but then I'm on another plane. an airline I don't like. I'm not going to ruin them and mention them on the air. Okay, but I don't like it. Nevertheless, I went. And sure enough, I sit at the table. And God starts revealing to me why I'm there. I met two people that I'm in contact and relationship. One spoke into my life yesterday. I got notes on my desk because he really talked to me about who I am and where I'm supposed to be. And then he encouraged me to say, what you have done. This is a man that got access to a whole lot more than me. And he said, but what you have done. He said, if I would have told you 10 years ago, or let me go back a little bit, Smitty, because you was there when we got in that building. Smitty, please, I love Smitty because he told me the truth. Smitty came, helped me, got it in, and then Smitty got instant, man, this place is too big. He told me that. And I thought, God, thank you. Gave me big faith. And here, this is bigger than that. But it ain't about bigness. It's about what God wants to do and accomplish. So don't get it confused. But he said to me, if I would have told you 15 years ago that you would be doing this and this would be the number, he said, you would have never believed. He said, but that ain't even it. He said, because where you are now, if you don't manage properly, come on, and if you don't get in sync with God, and then it won't be there. And did you know how many people? So what happened is we have so many. And that was a word from God that I needed to hear from a man I just met who didn't know me from a can of paint. So I know what I'm talking about is right when I'm talking about us lining up with Jesus, because there's no failure in Christ. And although it may not look like what you think it should look like, it does not mean it cannot happen. It doesn't mean it can't be successful. It doesn't mean that it's not victorious. See, I gotta tell y'all something. I'm just preaching this. Hanging on the cross didn't look victorious. Hanging on the cross didn't look victorious. Yet it was the victory that was necessary to overcome the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. Can't nobody tell me that looked good. It didn't. And we thought, and that one thing he said, if you are God, then save us and yourself. Well, the one that got it right says, thank you for getting it right and being who you are. And he said to him, listen to this. I'm telling you, now y'all can't tell me y'all would have thought that it would have came across this way. And he says to him, today, you will be with me in paradise. In other words, it was the total opposite of where we think. You see? So I got to help somebody here. Stop looking at the situation the way it looks right now. Let me say it again. Stop looking at the situation the way you see it right now. It doesn't matter what it looks like. What matters is what he said. Now, I'm going to show y'all because he put a word on it, right? Then you'll be able to do it. Watch. I got to get here. I'm getting excited. I got to get to this word, right? I don't want y'all to miss this. So I told you the deeper question is, in whom are you trusting? Who or what do you put your faith in to show the way to life, the life you desire? Oh, no, let me say that over here. The life you desire. The life you desire. So you desire it. But what are you putting your trust and faith in to get this there? I got to tell you something. Everything that I had put my trust and faith in prior to me putting it in Jesus Christ called me to fail. I was on a rocket ship to hell. that you know, rocket ships go fast. Like I was phew, on my way. Somebody say, but God. Stepped in. I heard his voice. And he changed my life. I'm living evidence. I'm alive today. Oh my God. Excited about what God's doing, because I want to show you that in being and learning to become a disciple and an apprentice of Jesus. Now, I didn't have all of this 10 years ago or understand that this was the answer. So I thought it was the church. I am not talking about the church. The church is called the Ecclesia one. I'm talking about you, the person. The church ain't going to get what he got for you. You got to do it. No building. No group of people is personal. And when it becomes personal, then you can make an effect corporately. But no personal relationship, corporate one means nothing. I heard some people say, well, I'm a part of this, and I'm associated with that. And I'm like, who cares? The devil don't. But when you come and say, I'm a child of the Most High God, yes, the Jehovah Jireh is my provider. Jesus, the Lord, King of Kings, Lord. When you do that and stick your chest out, then he gets the question. Look at you a little funny. Okay, they're going to try you. See if you really are who you said. That's what the test of the trials and tribulations. So when you get the test of the trial, then you say, and then you call on Jesus. And then you become victorious. And you see you won that one. And then he does something else. You call on Jesus, and then you become victorious. And then, but he don't stop. He's stupid. So he just tell you, keep going. Right? But then he came with, listen, you would have thought after 40 years they would have left David alone. They didn't. They kept still attacking. Do you know how many battles David lost? Zero. Every time he went under the mighty God of the under the guide of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was his commander-in-chief. He was the leader of the army, but God was leading him. So he was a disciple and apprentice of Jesus. It answers all questions. So when the enemy comes up against you, like a flood, the standard can be lifted, which is the word of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to get there. I ain't even need that. I got more notes, y'all. I got to get these notes out. By faith. Listen, by faith, it isn't a Christian thing or even a religious thing. It's a human thing. Do y'all hear me? This faith I'm talking about isn't about Christianity. Everybody lives by faith. It's a track. The difference is, what is your faith in? Who is your faith then? So now when you shift, and I'm going to get there because it's all been what we've been talking about. Transformation. Be ye not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is a mental game that we must change and transform to become what God has called us to be. In the midst of a world that tries to inject and project things on me. And I have to tell it, nope. Oh, my wife and I, we heard it, they got a commercial. It was one of the commercials came on, a new commercial. Not today. And she got a nightgown that said, not today. Right? But I'm saying, because listen, we ain't playing this. Not today. Right? So she was already in it. She said, I ain't going for that. Not today. We need to get it right today. I'm not playing with you. I'm not going with that. Not today. At what point are we going to tell the enemy to stop? Right? At what point are we going to tell the enemy to stop? At what point are we going to say we ain't taking it no more? At what point are we going to say we ain't taking it no more? Right? But we keep on. And I say, I'm getting that one. Not today. I ain't taking this no more. So watch this. Watch this. Listen. So the question isn't, am I going to believe? It's if who it is, who or what am I going to believe in? So turn to John. Let me go. I haven't gone to a scripture yet. gone for 30 minutes and no scripture, but I can feel it. But because I needed to get this precept out. So let me take y'all to the scripture. John chapter 14, verse 6. I'm going to give y'all word on this now. Watch this. Ooh, thank you, hallelujah. Glory to God. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto them, I am the way. Who? I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one cometh to the Father except through me. If you got a red letter edition, it's in red. If you don't know what that means, but it's in red, it's actual words that Jesus said. So he's speaking this, and he says that I am the way. Family, who's the way? So we keep looking at everything else. We want seven steps and somebody else to tell us this. And sometimes when he said, no, I'm the way. So if I get to know him, know who he is, and who I am to him, then I can find my way. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen. He said, I am the way. And then he said, the truth and the life. And no one cometh to the Father except me. Then he said, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him, you have seen him. And you said, this saying that is a little crazy. I'm going to jump quickly. I want y'all to go to John chapter 1. Right? So if you go to John chapter 1, I'm going to come back to 14. But if you go to John chapter 1, look what it says. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. When?
In the beginning.
What was it?
The Word.
So the Word was in the beginning. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. All things were made through him, and without him nothing can be made. And in verse 4. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. And verse 5. I'm going to end there. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. In other words, darkness can't understand the Word. Bring up the Word, Earl. Here we go. The Word. So darkness can't understand Word. The Word equals Jesus. Jesus is the Word. So if I know Jesus, I know the Word. The only thing that caused the devil to flee when Jesus came out of the mountain and big was the Word that Jesus quoted. Although he was the Word, but when he spoke the Word and then he walked in the Word, then the Word became, in the beginning was the Word. And then the Word was with God. So it was there in the beginning, it was with God, and then the Word became flesh. There's only one Word that did that. There's only one Word that did that. Jesus. So I need to be an apprentice, a disciple of Jesus. Does this make sense? So if I'm studying and walking with Jesus, then my life can be different. Then things can change. I need to encourage the body of believers. Everybody that's here at the sound of my voice, this is the Word from God today. This is about him. I want you to refocus. I bought some glasses one time. Right? They had a dial on them. You could crank the dial and try to get the right focus. Almost like magnifying glass. Right? They ain't work too good. My wife, they was real thick too. My wife said, got to get rid of those. Jesus, I can't even look at it. But listen, this is important because I wanted to show you in those scriptures, you see that the comparison of the Word, and the Word is Jesus, and Jesus, so I'm going to read it to you like this. So watch this. I'm going to do John chapter 10. In the beginning was Jesus, And Jesus was with God. And Jesus was God. Because he's telling them in John chapter 14, hey, y'all didn't walk with me all this time, 36 months now. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Although I had to come and act in the form of the Son, but because we're one, you've seen him.
Yeah.
Everything I did, he's done. What I'm doing, he would do, vice versa. Because I'm with him, and he's with me.
Yeah.
Y'all not getting it. But here's the greatest part that everybody missed. He said, greater works would you do.
Yeah.
In other words, how am I going to do it? I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to give you a piece of myself to be in you so you can be like me and my Father too. In other words, I give you the ability, but you got to hear. And then you got to do. Again, who's influencing you? You can't be God. We're not creating things. He did all of that. All we can do is work with what he's already done. But we have to work with him, through him, with us, through us. Not only can he speak to me, he needs to speak through me so that I become who he said I am. Faith without works is. So that means if I said I believe but I do nothing about it, then it can't happen. So we got a lot of people around here quoting words of God, saying things of God that are not manifesting anything because they're not following Jesus. Let's just be real. I'm not beating on nobody. I'm loving you with this thing. But I'm telling you, we got the answer. The answer is in the Word. The Word is Jesus. I got to get Jesus, and I need more Jesus in my life. I need more Jesus because I need to know his name. I need to know his attributes. What would he do? Y'all remember that thing? What would he do in this situation? So now we got to be the bigger person. Because I don't know about you. I catch myself a couple times. I want to give a few people peace of my mind. Right? But if I gave them a peace of my mind, I could give away myself, and it wouldn't make any difference. But when I give them the Word of God and love on them and walk in love, woo, you defeat the enemy. Oh, my God. Oh, because why? Now you gave them Jesus. He gave them love in the midst of it. He went to the cross willingly. He put up with some stuff willingly. Now, I love it because, you know, Jesus will never go against your will. By the way, I need to tell you all that. Your will is important. So when you will something, he will honor your will. So some of us got some stuff going on in our life because we will it. It ain't his will, it's our will. So if you decide to be angry, mad, and upset, that's your will. Because he said, take no offense. Yes, I'm speaking to you. He said that. He said that in his word. Right? But if we do that, then we go against the word. So we remember, whose are you following? Or what? It can't be Jesus, because according to his word, if it was his word, it's who? It's Jesus. So if it was Jesus, then he said it. And if he said it, why aren't you doing it? Because you're not an apprentice. You're not a disciple. So you can't have, remember? He wants you to have it, but you can't have it if you don't believe it. Because it requires faith. Faith is the bridge. Now, I need to help you here. I got to help everybody here. I'm telling you, faith is the most important subject in the Bible. It is your faith that is the bridge to get things. He said, as it is in heaven, so shall it be in the earth. So what's in heaven is all peace, loving, and for me to get it in my life, I got to have faith, which is the bridge to get it here in the earth. Oh, y'all got to see that in your mind. That, yes, the greatest. Y'all thought that the Bay Bridge was the longest bridge. I think the Faith Bridge is what longer than Bay Bridge. And stronger. And longer. And safer. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen. Back to John chapter 14. He's speaking to Philip. Goes on in verse 6, says to him, Lord, show us the Father. and it'll suffice for us.
Yeah.
He said, Jesus said, have I not been with you long? Have you yet? Yet you still have not known
me.
Knowing me, Philip. He said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show me the Father? Then he said, do you not believe that I am the Father? Now I just showed y'all in John chapter 1. Now John, the revelator, got insight. Because he talked about this in chapter 1. Okay? And then he back in now. Because now the disciples, this 10 chapters later, 14 later, that they trying to figure it out. Right? And he talking to them, and he shares with them, and he writes it down. And he listens. There, their coach says to him, he says, verse 9, he says, have I not been with you long enough? Yet you have not known me, Philip. And then verse 10, do you believe that I am the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me. So remember, the Word was in God, the Word was with God, and the Word became God. Remember? So the Father, I'm going back to the teaching y'all now, so there's no separation here. So Jesus is the Word, and the Word is in him, and he's quoting the Word, and he said, don't you believe? Why are you looking to see something else? So we keep looking with hold it. Oh, thank you. He said, I'm going to help God here. All of y'all keep looking for another answer. He already gave it to you. Just do the Word. I don't care if it hurts. So what? The victory is sweet. It'll take away the pain. Oh, the victory is sweet. Believe me. Believe me. The victory is greater. The victory is greater. And I... Oh, they should tell us when playing football, no pain, no gain. You know, you start working out some muscles and some things, they start hurting. You ain't never used them. I mean, you use them, they ache. But then once you get them trained and you use them, now they stop aching. Why? Because they've been equipped. Right.
They're
prepared to take you to the next level. Well, somebody shout
hallelujah.
Glory to God. So listen. He said, goes on, I got a description. It's in the Word. Watch this. So verse 11. He said, believe me that I am the Father and the Father's in me, and or else believe me for the sake of the work himself. So he said, listen. So if you're struggling to believe, I need you to go back. When you couldn't see your way out. And you got out. You know that it wasn't you. Oh, I guess I'm the only one in here that's been saved by grace. Got out of some stuff. I don't know how I got out. And all I know is that if I didn't get out, I wouldn't be here. But because he got me out, I start remembering how in the world he get me out. But then I said, it don't matter. I got it. I believe he can do it, and he did it. And oh, some of y'all, I'm going to help you. Yeah, this one said, Lord, if you get me out of this one, I'm going to help y'all, because you know you said it. I will never do that again. And you went right back and did it again. You know. But thank God for loving, gracious God. The Father that not just gives a second chance, but many chances. Am I talking to the right people or not? Stop acting like you've got it all perfect and you did it all right. But grace, unmerited favor, I got to remind you, his grace is sufficient for you. His grace is in play. But you got to be a disciple, an apprentice of Jesus. And doing that, listen. So he said, listen. Most assuredly, I say unto you, he who believes in me, that the works that I do, he will do also. This is what I said. So now I'm getting ready to tell you, there's a release of power. Y'all didn't hear me. There's been a release of power. Because he said, the works that I do, that these works now I'm getting ready to release, because this is how he's going to get it into the world. But you can't do it unless you believe. Unless you're a disciple. Unless you're an apprentice. Look at this. Watch this, what he said. So verse I mean, most assuredly, I say unto you, who believe in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Y'all remember when he went to the Father, he's getting in leaping on going high. And he says, I'm going to send you another comforter. So he released a part of himself to be in each one. This is the most awesome thing about God that none of us can comprehend. He in that seat. All these seats, he in them at the same time. That's hard to comprehend. Okay? I just want y'all to think of, well, if a cloud came over this part of the auditorium and rained on us, we'd all get wet. She got it. We'd all get wet. He hit us in this guy. But there might be another group of people right over there that it's not raining. That's how he does it. All right. That's a sidebar. I don't want to lose track. So listen. Verse 13. And whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. This is important, because now I need us to know that we can speak to the trouble, we can speak to the trials and tribulation, but we got to do something. It is not just mere word. I got to put the word Jesus on it. But if I don't believe it, I can't receive it. So I have to take the word, apply it, work it, massage it in, and watch the results. Oh, I got to help you with the impatient. Don't get impatient. He showed me some stuff. It took 20 years. And it's here. And this is other stuff he did instantaneously. Don't despise the days of small beginning. Matter of fact, he might just give you a little bit, because that's all you can handle. If you give you too much, you go berserk. So listen. I'm almost out. I'm looking. So my point is simple. Listen. I'm sorry, I gotta back up. I almost jumped ahead of myself. So the question isn't am I going to believe, it's if and who and what I'm going to believe in. And then I went there, right? So contrary to what many assume, Jesus did not invite people to convert to Christianity. What?
That's right.
What? Contrary to what many believe, Jesus did not invite people to convert to Christianity. He didn't even call people to become Christians. I am not blaspheming God. I'm going to help y'all religious folks. Okay? I'm going to help you with your relationship. Okay? Listen to what he did. But he did invite people to be apprenticed under him into the whole new way of living, to be transformed. That's what he did. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if you follow me, so I can be transformed, because obviously I'm not him. Obviously my thinking wasn't thinking like him. I don't know about you, where I came from, I was not thinking about Jesus. My four and no more. That was it. But when I learned about him, it changed everything for me. It changed everything about me. And so, listen, I find that, so he invited me to be an apprentice under him. Guess what happened? I discovered who I am. I found out, because I knew him, I found out who I was. So who people was telling me I was, or what I was going to be. I think I would have had to do. I stepped out of the box. Oh, you can't lay on me. Nope, you can't. So listen to me. Racism, discrimination, attitudes, anything that's contrary to the word of God and who he told me I am, has no effect on me. Because I discovered who I am. So all of a sudden, he said that, and when he did 2 Peter, said, you are a royal nation and a peculiar people. So I understood, I'm peculiar. I'm different. It's okay. And you know what? They got people, I go to meetings now, I go to places, and I got to tell y'all something. See, they're a little better at the technology than me. My son is good at it, right? I asked my son or my son-in-law, they Google everything. So I walked into the meeting, they knew who I was. I'm thinking, how do they know who I am? They ain't never met me before. They Googled me, probably. They researched me. They looked me up, right? They find out who you are. So they wonder, who is this guy that we're going to meet with, that we got to give access to? Oh, let me tell you all that. That we got to give access to, because he requested in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can't stop it, but we need to know who he is. Y'all not hearing me. So I'm showing up at places where you wouldn't expect to be, but God is already there. He already had those men already in position to speak to me and talk to me. All I had to do was trust him by faith to get. See, this is where y'all, we all have this, but I'm learning to be sensitive and do it. I do stuff that most people won't do. He told me to go. I went to Minnesota. And I'm in Minnesota, and right there at the table, some answers showed up for me. But I had to leave Delaware. I had to leave the place where I was at to get to another place to where I'm going. And it was uncomfortable because I said, I don't want to do this. Oh, it costs money. It costs time. I even had to get on an airline I didn't like. I had to do some. All of that took place. But the victory of what I got was greater than what I went for. This is what I'm trying to talk to y'all about. So that's now, because I'm learning to be sensitive enough to the voice of God and step outside the box, even when it doesn't make sense. Even, I didn't have the answer. I didn't know why I was going. So sometimes you may not know, but you just got to get there, and the answer will be there when you get there. Remember I said, who are you trusting? And I said, I'm trusting God. Remember, the word equals Jesus. So, let me finish. I'm almost done. I'm almost out of time. I'm going to finish this thing. Listen. So, the apprentice undertook a whole new way of living to be transformed. So, my point is simple today. I had a simple point that I was talking about. Transformation is possible if we are willing to arrange our lives around the practice, rhymes, and the truth that Jesus himself did, which will open our lives to God's power to change. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God, it'll start changing things around you. It'll start changing people around you. Listen, yep, and you'll get haters that you don't even know just because you're doing something they were supposed to do. But don't worry about that, just do it. Now you got it right. Just do it. That's all. They make millions off of that. Billions probably now. Right? Just do it. So listen, transformation is possible if we're willing to arrange our lives around the practices, rhymes, and the truth that Jesus himself did, which will open our lives to God's power to change. I will say in another way, say it to you in another way. We can be transformed if we are willing to be apprenticed to ourselves, to Jesus. That's what this is all about today. Harvest is about empowerment and equipping. So you say, well, what are we empowering you with? The word. guess what are we equipping you with? So Jesus, the word, the tools. And that's it, right? Then the mission part is up to you. Self-discovery. If you never discover it, it will never work. I could talk to you all day long. You know, I've helped a lot of people in my life. I've been helped, too, by a lot of people. So let me get that, let everybody know that to be straight. But I helped a lot of people who didn't want help. They just wanted a handout. Because guess what? They still in the same place. But there's some people that helped me, and I'm not where I used to be. Why? I changed. I took it and used it to elevate me, not stay where I was. There's a big difference. That's what Jesus has done for me. And that's what he can do for you. Because he's not a respecter of person. If he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. I'm going to tell you, the key is faith. What do you believe? And who do you believe? Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. I got to tell you, you know, I'm always relieved when I can get out what God has given me to give. And sometimes I have no idea how it's going to come, and what, how it's going to be said or done. But boy, when I feel good too, better. Like, just to get it out, I feel good. I'm better. So, you know, I'm not a big guy on feelings, but it's a relieving that it came out. It got out right. And my prayer, y'all listen. Because this is meaningless. Nobody's life
on the recording.
I still heard a volume. Everything I just said is meaningless if nobody's life changed. I hope everybody's life changed. I hope that everybody that heard every word I said will leave out of here inspired.
No, I'm hearing right now.
Do you hear me? Inspired.
Yeah.
Oh,
to
be record?
Different, to do different,
okay.
And make it happen. Okay?
Yes,
thank you.
It's about
thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for hearing.
Thank you.
This is our topic.
Yeah.
Listen, I am not fretting. I am not going to fret over these empty seats. It can be depressing at times if you expected, you got them and he gave it to us. I got them, and I had, there was before COVID, they were all filled, right? But it's called rebuilding. And let me share with you. Whatever he said to do, we're going to keep doing it. I don't know how I got to tell you something. So we can wait 10 times and off. I need y'all to give. I need you to support us. Because I don't know how we made it sometimes. Okay? Yeah, you write the word. He supported us and did things. So I had a contract at night that some people here in this room were blessed by. We used to run buses to up to Philly, right? And they would pay me once a month. And I'd take that whole amount of money, $4,500, and I gave it to the church every month. Didn't that Pastor Bruce? Because it's supplemented. You know, well, they got a new regime, and the guy that helped me, that saw that we was doing godly work and stuff, that helped me, he ain't in an office no more. He moved to another job. And so the other person says, well, we don't need it. We can do this. And we're going to cut him. No rhyme or reason, just cut the contract. And I end up, you know, talking to one of the top men, you know, to the governor. I said, hey, that's not right. You know, we did our job. We were doing what was right. We did everything you asked us to do. How could you just do that without even? And he said, well, you know, you guys did do. So it wasn't because we didn't do our job. That's important because our name is important. But it was because they figured out that somebody else didn't want to do the work. They had people employed at their own group and they could do it with them. I'm okay with that. But what I'm saying to you is what the enemy meant for our harm, God's going to turn for our good. So all of a sudden, so, you know, through COVID, I wasn't sweating as much because I had other resources, right? But when the other resources end up, I'm going to share with you. He's requiring. This is up to the people. So I'm sharing this with y'all because I'm being straight on. We don't have that resource anymore. So we need your help. We need you to be a tithe. We need you to be a giver. Because this place is dependent on you. That's how we keep the lights on. And I got my elder here, right? We gave away, we had a community fair a week ago. She didn't give away 4 ounce burgers, she gave away 8 ounce burgers. McDonald's don't even have 8 ounce burgers. Hey, we had Nathan hot dog. What am I saying? Hold it. How are we going to keep on giving and doing the best if we can't be the best if everybody don't support that?
I
ain't beating her up. Because she said, guess what she said to me? Her answer was, this is what I would feed my family. So she wanted to treat the people like her family. Guess what I have? My God. She got 8 ounce burger. I could have bought 3 times the amount for what she did. But, you know, that's what my life is like. I can count real good. But I'm saying that to God, why? Because that's been the heart of this ministry. Everything we do, we want to do with the spirit of excellence. We try to do that, right? Because why? I want to give us, not a handout, but a hand up, but I want you to be able to achieve what it is God should achieve for you in your life, right? I want to see you prosper, right? I want to see you gain. I want to see you grow in knowledge. So I believe power and knowledge is power.
Yeah.
So the more knowledge you have, the more powerful you can be. And let me share with you. So money is never the product, the end result of what I'm trying to do. Money is a byproduct of knowledge and power. So I've got to get this. People keep pursuing money. That's just wrong pursuit. Pursue knowledge and power, and money will come. You can't stop it. Is it prayer? You can give prayer. Yep. They go, absolutely. I need the support. You know what? This is exactly it. I need people within our organization stepping up to the plate, because we need help. More than capable. And you're more than able. But let me say this to you. And this in front of the people. Because you just asked. Right? You humbled yourself. You had a client yesterday. And you shared with your client. That's my pastor. And he looked at me and said, the guy had a dirty shirt on, a dirty sweatpants, and a hat, right? I was dirty yesterday. I was moving stuff around. So he said, that's my pastor. Proud of me. And I thought, but I want to share with you. You know, you don't know how that made me feel. This is it. But I honor you because of you honoring God. I want to share with you, and then I'm praying for you. But because of the word and what God is doing in your life right now, I'm ensuring you. I need everybody to hear that I'm saying how proud I am of you and what God is doing in your life and how He's ministering to you. Because I just want to know, I went to Him 5 years ago, and I said, oh, we need help. People can't hear. I'm preaching my heart out. We need the minister to counsel them. He started studying, went, traveled, did whatever it takes. His ministry is doing tremendous right now. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I declare a special anointing. I'm asking on his behalf, God, that you would bring down on him, God, a new anointing for this season. God, Father, for you know the season he's getting ready to walk in. I'm asking, God, that you would bless him, sanctify him, God, and anoint him for this period of his life. And God, I thank you in advance, God, that lives will be changed, hearts will be moved, but apprentices and disciples will come out. Thank you, Lord. We speak in advance that this is what will occur as he ministers to their need. God, you said it, might as well basic foundation of things, that the basic need be met, everything else is possible. And we thank you, God, that we are pursuing that. In Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that the ministry, the word that he brings, will electrify the audience that he's bringing you to. And I pray that their lives be changed forevermore. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.